Renation Allies Mail Distribution Save the Jobs of CityLink Workers. Rob Williams, National Shop Stewards Network Chair. Over 3,000 CityLink workers are now facing the New Year dole queue with the company put into administration. Because the firm is bankrupt, the 2,400 directly employed workers will only receive statutory payments of a maximum of nearly £14,000 for decades of service, with most getting far less. But CityLink's 1,000 self-employed contractors will get no redundancy pay at all, and become unsecured creditors of what is likely to be a bankrupt company. This comes a year after the privatization of Royal Mail, and is further proof of how the postal and delivery sector is becoming ever more dog-eat-dog, with bosses trying to push down workers' wages and terms and conditions, and increasing zero-hour contracts and subcontracting. The National Shop Stewards Network NSSN supports the call of RMT Union General Secretary Mick Cash for CityLink to be nationalized to save these jobs, as also does the Socialist Party. Public interest. Mick Cash told the BBC, if the government can nationalize the bankers then they can nationalize CityLink, which is clearly in the public interest. This call should be linked to the trade unions demanding the renationalization of Royal Mail, where universal national equality of prices and service is now under threat on the altar of profits, and the rest of the companies in this sector. A nationalized distribution service, run under democratic control, could provide both a unified delivery system and decent wages and conditions for its staff. This demand can unite workers, both directly and indirectly employed, across the industry, and cut across the boss's divide-and-rule tactics. Scandalously, the Labour Party ruled out renationalizing Royal Mail despite this being unanimously supported at last year's Labour Party conference. The whole of the trade union movement should support these workers, and any action they take. In 2009, 600 sack workers at bankrupt Vestian occupied their plants, and while not able to keep their jobs, they won enhanced redundancy payments. CWU members have just been on strike against job losses and the threat of compulsory redundancies for workers handling, collecting, and distributing cash across the post office network. Solidarity to the CityLink workers. Outraged workers demonstrate Coventry Socialist Party. Nationalize CityLink, put the bosses in the clink, shouted dozens of protesters outside the haulage company's headquarters on New Year's Day. RMT members, Socialist Party activists, TUSC supporters and CityLink workers from Coventry and across Britain joined the demonstration, including a group from Scotland. One of them, Mick, worked at CityLink with his son and daughter. All three now face redundancy. Management spoke to us 2 weeks before Christmas, and said everything was fine and the rumors about the business were untrue, he said. Then they wished us a happy Christmas and New Year. They just kept lying to us. When asked what he thought CityLink workers should do now, his answer was clear: fight. What else can we do? Either we fight, or we lay down and die. Many workers are being told they won't be paid for any overtime worked in the weeks before Christmas. Some were working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Not only are these workers threatened with redundancy, their bosses are refusing to pay them. The books should be opened and investigated by CityLink workers and trade unions, to see where the money has gone. On the 2nd of January, 15 workers burnt their CityLink uniforms in a protest outside the firm's Rotherham depot. Bosses seem to have planned for this 4 weeks before telling workers. The company appears to have been meeting with insolvency advisors since November, and on the 9th of December three current CityLink directors established a new firm, CityLink B2B. This has led the Transport Union, RMT, to claim these directors could be preparing to buy back assets from administrators at a knockdown price. Dave Nellist, former Coventry MP and trade unionist and Socialist Coalition chair, barber worker strike against worse conditions. Elaine Brunskill. After a 6-day strike in the run-up to Christmas, workers in Barber's Gateshead warehouse began another 4 weeks of strike action from the 5th of January. Barber jackets, alongside being favourites of the hunting, shooting set, are worn by the likes of Kate Moss and Lily Allen. The company, that prides itself on producing world-renowned products, and reportedly made a profit of £18 million last year, now wants to turn the screws on its workforce. Barber is attempting to impose new shift conditions. One of the strikers commented they are expecting us to start at 6:30 a.m. until 11 p.m., but this is a really isolated place. Another striker went on to say that transport links to the industrial estate were poor and the new shift patterns would make it impossible for people who relied on public transport. Many of the strikers have worked at Barber in excess of 20 years. One woman commented, until recently they've been a good company, but recently I've been shocked. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of January 2015, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist. London bus drivers to strike for single contract. London bus drivers in the Unite Union are due to strike on the 13th of January in demand of a standard contract across the capital's bus network. At the moment there are different pay rates, terms, and conditions across the different private bus companies. But it's the same job, we all want the same deal. Bus drivers are concerned that the constant attacks on their pay, terms, and conditions will ultimately drive down pay to minimum wage levels, and see drivers working 12-hour days as a norm. A strike ballot was held before Christmas with the result, announced in the first week of the new year, 86% voted for industrial action. We have begun a long struggle, but one we are prepared to win. A London bus driver workplace news in brief. RMT executive. Socialist Party member John Reid has been elected as the London Transport member for the RMT Union's Council of Executives. John received 1,512 votes, 59% of the total ballots cast. Lambeth College. As we go to press, UK members at Lambeth College, South London, are set to take two more days of strike action on 7 and the 9th of January as college management has refused to back down in the ongoing dispute over contract changes. An indefinite strike is set to start on the 19th of January, if the dispute is not resolved. Get your latest trade union news with the National Shop Stewards Network Bulletin. Sign up at lists.risoup.net weblink. www.shopstewards.net